Welcome, all of you, to today's July 10th OC Parks Commission special meeting. To begin, we're going to have the Pledge of Allegiance led by our newest member, John, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
Now, for those of you that don't know, my name is Bert Ashland. I'm the vice chairman of this commission. Mr. Chalmers is running a little late. When he gets here, I'm going to hand the gavel back to him. Roll call.
Chair Chalmers. Vice Chair Ashland.
Here.
Commissioner Diaz.
Here.
Commissioner Hansen.
Here.
Commissioner Warren.
Here.
Commissioner Jones. And Commissioner Gabbard.
Present.
Chair, we have quorum.
Thank you. Well, how are you?
Doing well, how are you doing?
Good. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Item three is the public participation. Is there anybody here that would like to address the commission on items not contained in this evening's agenda? Okay, and as the executive director indicated, there are speaker request forms if you want to speak about it in agenda item.
And we have no speaker forms that have been submitted at this point.
It's always nice when that happens. Okay, I got ahead of myself. If any of you want to talk to us right now, you're welcome to on an item not on the agenda. Don't all leap to your feet. Consent calendar. The following items are on a consent calendar will be approved by one motion unless the commissioner requests to pull a specific item. There's only one, and that is approved commission meetings minutes for March 7th and April 5th. Do I hear a motion?
I move that we accept the minutes.
We have a motion.
Go ahead and second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I should abstain.
You don't need to.
You don't need to, yeah. You ready for that?
I was ready.
We did it the last meeting. That's what happened.
Yeah. We have, by the way, we have a new commissioner. John, I'm going to give you 12 seconds to stand up and tell us about yourself.
Pretty short story. Hi, everybody. I'm John Gavin, but City Council member made a point. I grew up in the Midwest, went to college on the East Coast. Spent 17 years in the Marine Corps, where I was as an engineer, officer, and enlisted Marine. I've been in the home building industry when I left the Marine Corps, and I was elected to City Council in 2022, so I'm on my first term. So looking forward to being on the Parks Commission. It's a big part of that point, both economically and quality of life, so I'm just happy to be here and be part of the team, so thank you.
Councilman, it's nice to have you join us.
Thank you.
Now, by the way, are you appointed by supervisor or by the City Select Committee?
City Select.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so we voted, approved the minutes.
Yes.
Okay, discussion items. We're gonna move the discussion item of the calendar, the first item. Is the budget, which I hope has already been passed.
It has. It has been passed, but we still wanted to have the opportunity to share this with you tonight. So we're going to have Mylynn, who is our budget coordinator, actually start off the presentation, and then I will continue.
Sorry,
Good evening, everyone. My name's Mylan Tu, and I work in support of OC Parks budget. So tonight, we'll just do a brief overview for the fiscal year 24-25 Parks budget. Just so that everyone knows, for the Parks budget, it's considered a non-general fund. It's pretty much self-funded, generating its own revenue, and it consists of seven funds. Part of the budget also includes FBU, which is fund balance unassigned, and FBR, which is fund balance restricted. And we can see more of how that comes into play as we move on with the slides.
Is it not working? There we go, okay.
So here we have the 405. This is our primary fund, and it consists of salaries and employee benefits. All the labor is included in this fund, and it's basically operations and maintenance, and it also includes transfer out to other funds in support of other funds as well. This fund continues to support other funds as needed to continue parks operations and capital projects. There's an updated increase to salaries and benefits due to labor negotiations. And the primary revenue for this fund comes primarily from property taxes, park and recreation fees, rents and concessions. And for this fund, for this current fiscal year, as you can see, we're using 11.4 in FBU, fund balance unrestricted. There's basically, this fund also includes capital assets, transfer out to support other funds, and some of the charges to professional services. Our next fund, Fund 406, is primarily dedicated to capital projects. And this capital projects, I'll just highlight a few capital projects. One of the capital projects scheduled for this fiscal year is a Mile Square Golf Course to Park Phase 2. We also have part of Mile Square Regional Park, the Water Well, and also maintenance building remodel phase one. For Mason Regional Park, there's pathway improvements. For Irvine Regional Park, there's plans for site lighting replacement. And for Harriet Weider Regional Park, plans for playground renovation. Majority of the cost for this fund is for capital projects, and revenue is primarily coming in from Fund 405, and there's also a decrease to reserves and use of FBU.
Remind me what FBU stands for?
Fund Balance Unassigned. The next fund, Fund 106, is dedicated to County Tidelands Newport Bay. And this one includes a $374,000 increase to reserves due to obligatory contributions of parks portion to the Newport Dunes Dredging Fund under the lease agreement. This fund is includes, as you can see, harbor patrol costs. Majority of the cost is for harbor patrol. And revenue is basically coming in from Fund 405. It includes decrease to reserves, FBU. The next fund, 108.
Sorry, just if we can go back real fast. So the majority of our revenue is coming from our leaseholds that we have down in Newport. So that's the majority of this, that's $6 million.
Next fund, 108, is for OC Dana Point Harbor. This fund includes major capital projects, which includes rockfall mitigation, Baby Beach shelter refurbishment, the offset dock replacement and maintenance, and the offset and harbor patrol roof replacement. As you can see, there's harbor patrol cost of approximately $5 million, and there's also, as I mentioned earlier, major capital projects. Revenue consists of FBU capital project reserves, regular reserves, and interest.
Did the harbor patrol go down because of the new folks running?
No. So we think that this is the number that we received from the sheriff's department, was $5 million. But as you can see, we added more money into our services and supplies. We think the number's low. We think they made a mistake when they sent it to us. So we are expecting it to be closer to $7.5 million when it comes down to it. But because they gave us that number, that's the number we had to put in.
On the previous slide,
106. This is
the adopted budget was for $1 million more.
Correct.
Are we stealing from Peter to pay Paul?
No, we are not. So this is just a little bit more, obviously, showing it in this one. This is the number that they gave us for.
We've known the last couple of years that was just going to be a number that just keeps.
It's going to continue to rise.
We have a council member here today that's not too far from there. Should we pick on him at all?
Maybe we could probably pick on him. Let's give him at least one meeting.
Give one meeting. That's a lot of money for the taking care of.
It is.
It's been a lot of money.
Yeah.
For a lot of years. Okay, as long as you and I have both been on here, Every time the budget is approved, we walk away saying, boy, the sheriff's budget is better.
Yeah, crazy.
Right?
Yeah.
It's high level in the service department.
Correct. High level is our security service that we have down in the harbor.
This is a summary of our three dedicated funds that's for special districts for maintenance and also for capital projects. As you can see, Fund 409, majority of the expenses is going to be for the development of Crawford Canyon Park. And the revenue for this fund, 459, will be primarily coming from reserves, use of FBU, and property taxes. Fund 477, County Service Area 22, East River Linda. This is basically for maintenance and also professional services. That's part of the majority of the expenses. Revenue is primarily from Fund 405, transfer in, FBU, and property taxes.
And that's the cemetery, right? East River Linda?
It's the cemetery as well as right next to it. Is that park? Which is the Woodgate Park.
Woodgate.
It's like a little tiny, more like a city park.
Are there new plots there, or is that all
done?
No. That's all done, right?
Gotcha.
Fund 15K is also known as a trust fund available for Limestone Canyon. The interest is basically what consists of the revenue, and we're basically having expenses with investment admin fees for this fund. Here is a summary of all the parks fund with their expenditures, revenue, use of FBU, and as you can see, the reserves, that's the estimated reserves at end of the fiscal year in June 2025.
So as you can see, we're still healthy. We still have money to be able to continue our operations in the future. That is the job, to make sure that we do not spend all of it. As you're looking at these different things, for those of you that aren't really familiar with this, is our fund balance reserve. That is like your CD, where you put that money there and you don't touch it if you can. Our FBU, that's more like our savings account. So our checking account is what we're spending every day, but we can move our FBU easily from our savings to our checking. So if you think of it that way, it simplifies it. When I first got here, I didn't understand any of it because it's a different language here. And so that way it helped me understand how we do this. And as Mylin said at the beginning, we are not general fund, this is our own fund. So if we don't spend the money today, we get to use it tomorrow. If we spend it today, we can't use it tomorrow. Simple.
Yes, and I also like to add for reserves, there's certain sub-accounts where it's dedicated for certain projects. And with FBU, there's no restriction.
How full is your workforce now? The dollars are higher, the payroll is higher. Does that have something to do with the new hires that we met a while ago? Are we still missing 20 people?
We have actually budgeted for about a 10% vacancy, and that's where we've been hovering. It's about 10%. Most of the money that's increased is because of raises that were negotiated.
Negotiated? Is there a union?
There are several unions within OC Parks. Mm. And so we have to make sure that we have enough money budgeted in order to pay everybody. So we do.
Is park permit part of the gazebo litigation? About?
Yes, and I can't talk about it.
Okay.
Because it's in litigation.
Okay.
Because it's a what?
Because it's in litigation, correct?
Yes.
So I'll briefly discuss what consists of the baseline budget. So basically, our baseline budget, the goal is to maintain current service levels for parks operations. And we're also given CEO budget rates, where we also receive support from other county departments, such as county council, auditor controller, HR. And that's not included in our baseline budget. And also,
okay,
do we pay
county council,
yes,
for their support?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay.
So we pay our share for all the different services.
Are they paid? Do they have a budget item for providing services to us? When county council,
yes,
gives a budget.
So the CEO and each of the different departments that support us, because there's lots of departments that support OC Parks, so each one of them has a similar type of budget where they have the expenditures that they're spending to help us, which would be all their staffing, let's say, and then they will show the revenue, which means they're getting money from us in order to pay for that staffing, whatever services that we're getting. And sometimes it's parts people. So we're not paying possibly for the whole person, but we're paying for the service. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And also I like to add, like for example, county council, they would charge based on their actual hours posted on their time card. So it's more like cost applied back to parks. Like if they spend 20 hours in a pay period, they bill that back to parks. And there's a special job code that gets billed, so that we know when we do a job cost run, it knows that the charges are coming from a certain county department. And I'd also like to add that part of the revenue, we have estimated property tax growth rate at 4% currently. And that may change based on the economy.
Really based on interest rates that we have. If the interest rates goes down, then we'll start to see people refinancing their homes. When somebody refinances their home, the property tax goes up on that property based on the new assessed value. It is very rare in Orange County that the property value goes down. It's happened. It happened in the bubble, but we don't foresee.
A refi triggers
it does.
Higher property tax?
Because it will be reassessed. So if a property is transferred, meaning bought and sold, that's new. If it is refinanced, the assessor's office reassesses the property value, and the property tax is then changed based on that reassessment.
What if I put a second on the house?
I have no idea on that one.
It depends. Mm-hmm. Is it,
it depends on how it's done.
Mortgage.
No, see, I don't remember a refi triggering.
Yeah.
It's like, because that's like a sale then.
It is, but to yourself, I guess. But right now we're not seeing a lot of refinancing.
And in this market, still the prices are going up.
They are going up.
Which means you should have more income.
Correct. But the volume is less.
And the volume is less. The volume of what's less?
The volume of how many are being sold, bought and sold in Orange County is less than it was.
But there's more homes.
Correct. And so then that also helps.
Is,
that's why we're
the more homes and the increased value in the 4%?
Correct.
I thought it would be higher.
Yeah, because it's 4% across all of Orange County.
Got it.
Because so many of them are more static. Mm-hmm. And because of Prop 13, we don't have these huge increases. Mm-hmm. But we also don't have these large decreases either, so mm-hmm. that's good too. Mm-hmm. So it's not consistent for us.
All right.
For funding.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now we'll discuss a little bit about reserves. So in Fund 405, as you can see, there will be dredging reserve contribution for the Sunset Aquatic Parks. In Fund 106, we have an increase due to dredging reserve based on the Newport Dunes lease agreement. And in Fund 459, we have FBU dedicated and also FBR used for Crawford Canyon.
So that's the new park that's going in Tustin that we've been talking about, for those that haven't been on here, for years it seems like, but we're actually building it now. It's very exciting.
The graph here shows our current position budgeted is 354. It's been stable for three fiscal years since fiscal year 21-22.
Sorry, 354 what?
Positions.
Budgeted positions.
Thank you. Position.
People.
Hey. All right. Our position is, okay, it's the positions amount of people. Mm-hmm. We're up 8.
So if you go back one, so in 2020-21, that's when the county had the budget, the hiring freeze. So mm-hmm. we weren't able to hire. So then when we got to 22-23, the hiring freeze was lifted and we were able to then increase our numbers.
So current budget includes technical level of service augmentation, which includes converting two part-time park maintenance worker one position to one full-time position. And this is for Mile Square Regional Park to improve retention and streamlining of the park's organizational structure. There's also an expand level of service augmentation to add one regulatory compliance manager for the development and implementation of coordinated coastal resiliency activities for the county.
So as you can see, it basically adds up to 0.
Is that somebody to deal with the Coastal Commission?
It is to actually work coordinating with all the other coastal areas in the southern region, but then also all the way up to the north as well, and really work together and help with all those things.
Yeah. You can see my house.
Oh, I see you waving.
Yeah, right.
Okay, now Pam will discuss challenges.
We always have challenges. So I think the big one is what everyone else is dealing with right now is that all of the costs are continuing to rise.
Crazy.
It is crazy. But we still want to make sure that we're maintaining our service levels. So we're trying to do that, which I think we're doing pretty well on that. Natural disasters and environmental hazards. Fire season's already started, and it's only July. We had a fire on Friday in Dana Point Harbor. We had a slope that was on fire. It went out. We got it out very quickly. I should say OCFA got it out fast. We didn't have to do it. But
the fire in Dana Point was a commercial fire, brush fire?
It was a brush fire.
Brush fire?
Yeah. Caused by a firework.
Oh, them.
So fireworks and brush, not good together. But this is something that we are dealing with and something that we are good at mitigating. However, we can't control fire, as we all know. So it's a challenge that we know that we're up against. We haven't had a major fire since, that's me knocking on wood, in a few years, which is good, and we're hoping we don't this year, but we're a little bit nervous about it because it's very dry, and we had a very wet winter the past 2 years, which means we have a lot of growth in our open space. So that's something that is a challenge that we know that is coming. We just talked about increasing costs, and then we do not have unlimited money. So that's our big funding constraint.
So then we do have like some sort of infrastructure in the event of a climate crisis for any of the facilities that like
we do, okay. To a point.
Right on.
You know, so we can, we have our reserves for that reason.
Okay.
So if something happens, we're prepared for it. But depending on the size of that, whatever that might be, it could mean that we might have different service levels in different areas because of it.
Right, makes sense.
This is my favorite part, highlights. So in the past year, we completed the first phase of the Mile Square expansion. So this is the conversion of the golf course to parkland. So that 93 acres is done, that phase one. The ribbon cutting of two open space areas, Gypsum Canyon Wilderness and Red Rock Wilderness. The graduation of OC Parks Ranger Academy number 9, for those of you that were here, you got to meet them. The completion of the Nagel Shores Revetment Restoration Project, and then the ribbon cutting of Falcon Flats Shelter at Irvine Regional Park. And just to remind you, or for those who don't know, that is the largest shelter that we have. It is amazing, it's huge. Next year, the things that we expect to finish is completion of Crawford Canyon Park, that's the one that's in Tustin we just talked about. Construction of Mile Square Regional Park water well. And what that is us disconnecting from the golf course. So the golf course currently has all the water, so we need to have it on our own side. So right now we are sharing it with the Mile Square Golf Course, and we should have our own, and that's what this is going to achieve. We're going to start construction for Mile Square Regional Park Phase 2. That's starting July 29th. We're going to start OC Parks Ranger Academy number 10. Super excited about that. And then the Mason Park pathway improvements. And so these are all things that I think are going to be really amazing.
Pam, just so I understand, on the well, is it, are we just putting a supply line into the existing well, or are we doing
it's a new well.
How deep is it?
You know what, I don't know how deep it is. Do you know?
About 60 feet.
Oh, so it's not deep, okay.
Yeah, 60 feet.
It's a very shallow water table.
Okay.
Yeah. And that concludes our presentation. I'm happy to answer any other questions you might have.
You can raise your hand and I'll call it. seeing no response. Okay, this is a receiving file.
Yes, so.
So thank you.
Yeah, thank you for the presentation.
You're welcome. We do need to have a motion and a second on this. That's how the board does it, so we request the same.
Okay. So you want us to vote?
We do.
Okay. Do I hear a motion?
I'll move.
And a second?
A second.
Okay, we've got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? It appears to have passed.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Okay. Item C. Well, this has to do with OC Parks Trail Subcommittee meeting update. It says pass this off to staff.
That is perfect. Thank you very much. So tonight, Jenny Cassiello, our planning design manager, will give a brief update on the last trail subcommittee.
Thank you. It is so quiet in here. I am Jenny Cassiello. Welcome. Just for an update for the trail subcommittee. The trail subcommittee had their second quarter meeting on April 11th, and the agenda included two calendar items. The first agenda item was an overview of Gypsum Canyon Wilderness, which was presented by staff, which was received and filed. The second agenda item was to evaluate meeting frequency for the trail subcommittee. The subcommittee discussed frequency and concluded that additional meetings would be considered on an as-needed basis, and that meetings would continue to be held at OC Parks headquarters right here, or as part of a field trip. And the next trail subcommittee meeting will be held here tomorrow at 6 p.m. if you would like to come. Always welcome. And that concludes the update for the trail subcommittee meeting summary. And as always, as Pam says, if you have any questions, please let me know.
Thank you. Any questions?
I think tomorrow they're picking some names for some trails or something like that. Isn't that right?
There is some.
How come they get to do that and we don't get to do that?
That is a fantastic question. So they will make a recommendation to this commission, and then you will
that
consider
we don't have to accept.
Right.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So
at the end of the day.
Yeah, I felt left out.
You're welcome to attend and hear the presentation.
I'm drinking tomorrow. Start early.
So maybe not come with you.
Before the meeting started, I toyed with a board supervisor's agenda item. There was more to my comment that is now might be appropriate.
Okay.
I read that the Board of Supervisors adopted an ordinance that says, that regulates the wearing of helmets on e-bikes and scooters and what have you. And they put age-specific requirements. Why hasn't that come to us?
Commissioner, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, when that was developed by OC Public Works and the Traffic Committee, numerous portions of that were already state law, and I believe the bike helmet portion of that is part of state law, and that was handled by the Traffic Commission, or Traffic Committee, and now Public Works, and not by Parks.
Okay, is that a commission like this one?
Similar in
nature. Or is it made up of county employees?
That's a good question. I don't know that offhand. I know it's led by a county employee, the traffic
engineer.
But I believe there's representatives on that are appointed by
Mr. Bilodeau.
Correct.
Okay.
They are representative of the community, and members are appointed by the board as well.
I am of the opinion that's the type of thing that we should get it passed as.
Well, what we can do is...
And the e-bike thing.
What we can do is we can bring that up for a future meeting to talk about it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, and if we don't get it, the Trails Committee meeting should get it. You know, that just...
So, just so you know, the intention behind this was for the unincorporated areas, mm-hmm. not really specifically for parks. I know that a lot of the press made it sound like it was all about parks. It's not really. It's really more for, it's the request came from the community of Ladera Ranch where they were having some e-bike issues. And because it's an unincorporated area, they were looking to the county to help. So that's where this all started. So it started with some public meetings mm-hmm. there in Ladera Ranch. And so then it was brought to the Traffic Commission because they have the purview over the unincorporated areas. We do not.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And this is a receive and file. Do we need a...
Yes, please, thank you.
I can make a motion to approve.
Okay, we have a motion. Do a second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And this next item is also going to be led by Jimmy Castillo.
Thank you. The next item is to discuss the OC Parks Trail Subcommittee term extension. On July 7th, 2022, the Commission appointed Deborah Ball and Susan Martin to serve as members of the OC Parks Trail Subcommittee for 2-year terms, consistent with the Commission approved subcommittee guidelines. Their terms are about to expire, and they've expressed interest in continuing the service on the subcommittee. Both Member Ball and Member Martin are hikers, cyclists, equestrians, and bring a vast amount of personal experience with them, as well as they provided excellent service on the subcommittee over the first term. Renewal of the membership of the subcommittee would support a balanced representation of the various trail user groups, and we would benefit from the members of the subcommittee experience. Therefore, staff recommends the renewal of Member Ball and Member Martin for an additional two-year term, expiring on July 10th, 2026. And if you have any questions?
And they have agreed to this?
Yes.
Okay. It's always nice
yes,
to
they have expressed interest. Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
I guess I did have a question in regards to that. So how does typically the process go for letting the public know that these are open seats or open membership for people that want to get involved in the subcommittee process? How does that process look like?
I can tell you. So there is a specific page actually for the trail subcommittee.
Right on.
And there's a forum right there, and we let people know when there's openings.
Got it.
And okay. They can always ask. They have to apply. We get more applications usually than we have spots.
Mm-hmm.
And so when somebody terms out, which they do,
right.
That's usually when a new person comes in. Or if they move, or have too much on their plate, then they might also resign. But we try to have it so that there is a nice variety, so that there isn't just all hikers or all bikers or all equestrian. So when she's talking about the different things that they do, it's trying to make sure that we have a balance.
So they can find all that information online.
That is correct. A great question.
So are there new people that would like to come into this position now that these folks' term are up?
There's probably people that are interested, but they've only been on it for 2 years. Mm-hmm. So we would recommend them continuing.
Right.
So what triggers an open seat to where new blood can raise their hand and an existing person can raise their hand? What triggers that?
So at the end of their full term, so there's term limits. So I think the term, I think it's 8 years total is what they're allowed to be on. Or they vacate it.
Or
if they don't show
fair?
Up.
Is that fair? Did we decide that?
I think this is just how it's been, yeah. And I know that for the chair and the vice chair, this is a discussion as well of the trail subcommittee, which two of your members are on that.
So are we being asked to say yes to them or no to them here today?
That is correct.
So should we have a conversation about that?
We sure can.
All right.
Can you clarify, so this is 8 years for the term limit, and it's every 2 years their position's up?
Correct.
So they have 4 terms?
Correct.
Yes, sir.
I believe it takes a while to get the lay of the land. It takes a while to understand all the different trails, all the different facilities, all your people that you're working with, the Orange County Parks folks. And I think at 2 years, you're still a rookie with that. And from what I'm getting here, these ladies have a good variety of experience and have added some value. So I would support having them continue on rather than saying no to that and seeing if there's some other folks out there in some way.
Yes, please.
Yeah, likewise, I think retention is important, I think, especially since we've heard the staff recommendation, which is that, you know, the recommendation is for us to approve the two candidates here for an additional term. I don't see any problem with us doing that. I think something that I would want to ask for maybe next time when seats do open up is that we either make an announcement at the previous commission meeting, so then the commissioners themselves can also let the districts know, hey, we have these two vacant spots on the subcommittee for trails, so that we can let our constituents know that, you know, those are some ways that they can get involved with Orange County Parks.
Great.
Okay, do I hear a motion?
Motion to approve.
Well, I make a motion that we accept both of these nice ladies for another 2 years.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
All right.
Thank you.
Ooh, field trip.
This is exciting. we put these together, this item together, because the calendar is affected by the field trip. And so right now on our current schedule, we have a meeting in August, a meeting in September, and then a field trip in October. July was supposed to be our field trip, but obviously we have a meeting, because we're all here right now. So we would suggest that we move the field trip to September and the meeting to October. So basically flipping September and October. So that's the calendar change. I'm going to bring both of these at the same time right now, just so we can have a discussion about it, and then we can vote on it. That would be my suggestion. The field trip suggestions, we have two different ones that we are suggesting. Orange County Modelers Association and the new open space entrances. So to go down there, we haven't been down there, at least for a long time. And I think probably most of you have never been down there. And if you've been, you probably
have,
right?
Yeah.
But probably the rest of you haven't been there.
We're talking about the model airplane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Correct, but there's probably some things that you haven't seen. So we want to be able to show you all the improvements of the new trail open areas right there. So that would be one of the ideas. The other idea is at the old Orange County Courthouse. We brought this forward before. This is an interesting day, so we are proposing to have this on Friday the 13th, September 13th. Anytime you have an interesting date at the courthouse, we have a lot of weddings. So if we are there on that day, we would see some weddings. We would see some interesting costumes probably, because it's Friday the 13th. So it might be fun to see that in action. Because we now have public parking across the street from the courthouse, we have two public parking lots. It will make it so that we can actually have parking and be able to go there. It will probably be crowded though. So I think those are two different options that are very different. The other thing that's going to be going on at the courthouse is we are going to have the Chicano Collection, which is a touring exhibition of Chicano art. And that's supposed to be on display at the courthouse. So that'd be fun to see as well. So those are the two different options. And we are proposing Friday the 13th for either one of us.
Can I make a suggestion?
Oh, sure.
I've been on this commission for a long time. Without a doubt, the best field trip I've ever been on was going out in the sheriff's 30-foot rigid hold inflatable. It happened, we got to do it during the U.S. Open Surfing Championship, which was kind of cool.
Okay? Yeah.
But not everybody has been, has had the pleasure of going 60 miles an hour across.
Couple times.
No, not everybody. Did you get my drift? The sheriff's got a, you know, has a budget for it. And it comes out of our budget.
Yes, that it does.
I would love to have them step up and make us an offer.
We have actually coordinated that before, and we can coordinate that again. We cannot coordinate it this quickly and at this busy time of year.
Okay.
But I think I think it's a fantastic idea.
Yes.
So I think probably as we're looking at the 2025 calendar, I think we should put that in there and decide early. So normally what we've been doing is we have been deciding our field trips the month before. Mm-hmm. I think we should change that and decide earlier so we can coordinate it earlier.
Fine.
So I think maybe that, as we're looking at our 2025 calendar, yeah. I think we figure out when we should do it, and then we can coordinate it and have everything done. It's a great suggestion.
Well, I know that at a previous meeting this year, I suggested we go out to the Oyster and get it. He has been a supporter of this commission and has come time and time again.
He's almost been to more meetings than you. Almost. Maybe by one or two.
So the Modelers Association, is that?
That's I'm willing to make a motion that we go to the Model Association.
I wanted to hear the thoughts of our new commission too. See if you had any preferences.
No, I really don't. Whichever one the group thinks would be the most informative, I'm fine with. It's just way too early in the process to direct them in there.
It's not just the modeler either, it's the new open spaces.
Yes.
So you'll have a car that you take us from the modeler and then we'll go up over here.
It will be exciting.
Or it's all one, one spot. We're going to have to travel a little bit from point A to point B to point C, right?
We can do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Will we drive our cars there and then there's a Suburban or something we'll get in from there, or two Suburbans?
We will have vehicles, yes.
Okay, so
I won't say what they are.
We'll meet there, but we'll meet there.
Yes.
Then, and then we'll have a couple of spots we go to.
Yeah.
It's not just there and land.
Correct.
And leave.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I'll just say that, speaking of the gentleman, he was here last time. He spoke very passionately about OC Parks and his involvement. As far as I'm concerned, we're getting an opportunity here to go out and support the community. And at the same time, do our own field research. So, I mean, it's a two-in-one, right?
Okay.
So there's a motion.
And we have a second.
Is there a second?
Second, okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye, aye.
Okay, so we have...
September 13th.
So September 13th, 9 a.m.
Friday, good luck, Friday the
13th. 9 a.m. We will send you information regarding that. So
I'm
now...
I'm over 70, so you'll send me an email.
Smoke signals.
We will send smoke signals. And then the second part of this, which is actually the first part in your packet, but is the change in the schedule. So we do need to vote on this to make this an official change to our calendar for 2024.
Good.
So if someone wants to make a motion for that.
I'll make a motion.
Make a second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Oh, you get to talk.
It's me again. Okay.
Director's report.
As you can see inside your packets, there's a lot of things going on. I'm going to give some housekeeping, which is always good. We talked about this a little bit at the beginning, is AB 1234 training. That's the ethics training. You should have gotten some information on that. Just a reminder to make sure that you finish it by December 31st, so we have some time. And just make sure that you do use the entire 2 hours, however you need to do that. Thank you. So there is another thing that's interesting. So we've just gotten some direction regarding quorum, and we talked about that briefly earlier today. So we have always been very good about making sure we have quorum before our meetings, which is why we pester you to make sure we know who's going to be here, because we cancel the meetings before. This direction also applies to field trips, which is a new thing for us. So we have had field trips where we don't have a quorum and we've still had the field trip. Because the field trip is considered a meeting, we need to make sure that we have a quorum. So it's going to be really important that we all attend, or at least a majority attend, so that we're able to do the actual field trip. If we don't have quorum, we're not allowed to do the field trip. Now, if it's a public space, you're welcome to stay and enjoy the facility. We can't make it an official field trip, and we can't continue having staff lead. So that's the big change. So we'll just make sure that everybody's able to go, and hopefully everyone will be able to go, because it's going to be really great.
Just like a meeting.
Just like a meeting.
Got it.
Correct.
Did you guys read between the lines on that? Everybody okay?
Yeah, she said show up.
Yep.
And that makes it more fun for everybody.
Yes. Okay.
So thank you. So we did talk about the Dana Point Harbor, the fire. We also had some water contamination there yesterday at Baby Beach. So we closed Baby Beach yesterday, reopened it today. So a very small leak. And it's all taken care of, but it's something that sometimes happens. As we talked about earlier in the budget, we sometimes do have emergencies, and this is how we deal with them, and we make sure the public knows right away, and we try to reopen our facilities as quickly, as safely as possible.
What was this source? I never heard of it.
Toilet.
From
someone? No, it was our restroom. It was our public works team was there, and they fixed the toilet. Unfortunately, it had backed up, which usually it's because someone has stuffed a bunch of stuff down the toilet. I don't know why people think
that's
a
problem. So it backed up, it wasn't intended.
Correct. And so the
restroom. In the restroom, and then leaks out, and then it got into the water, and it was close enough to Baby Beach.
Correct.
Okay, so it's not a pipe underground that they found.
Nothing like that. So usually when people hear sewage spill, they think of like a big pipe that just, like, drops one in, but even drops is enough for us to stop everything, make sure that we're testing, and make sure it's safe for everybody. Go ahead, sorry.
Since we have your attention.
Yes, you always have my attention, Bert.
How's the beach erosion problem?
Oh, that's such a good question. That's probably something that we should bring up in a future meeting, because it's a discussion. It is something that we deal with on a regular basis.
She's avoiding answering.
Well, she's right. It's complicated.
Yeah.
It's not a
question. Okay.
Yeah.
I want to have a full briefing on that. Okay, it doesn't have to be today.
Sure.
It can be private. You can call me in your office and have a point of view.
So, to keep it with what we've already talked about on this agenda, here's what I will say. We just added another person to our team that's going to be basically assisting with one of us with that item.
Good.
How about that?
Thank you, Pam.
You're welcome. We talked about some of the big things that have happened as far as our events. So now to the funnest part, awards. We've won a bunch of awards since the last time we met, and I just want to like basically brag about how great our team has been as far as making sure that we get this recognition that I think is deserved. So I'm going to do this quickly. The California Parks and Recreation Society, District 10, which is our local district, the OCZ was recognized and awarded for the Parks Make Life Better. This is a very prestigious award, and it's something that's very coveted and very well deserved. So this was really looking at all the things that our OCZ does, and for those of you who have never been there, please go. It's amazing.
It's a really good zoo.
It is, and it's $2 per person. And we have beautiful animals there, and I absolutely love the zoo. So go see it and see why
and
it's
important. Donald retired.
He did. So Donald Ziegler recently retired, and he was here long enough to find out that we got this award. And we brought this to the board of supervisors, and he got to be there to be able to be recognized.
He was there.
For a very long time.
No, he went to the board meeting.
Yes. Correct. Another award that I think is really amazing is we had three park rangers, Kevin Estrada, Megan Matchett, and operations manager Derek Ankerstar. They received the 2024 Orange County Heroes Award for First Responder Heroes. We talked about this at a previous meeting. Basically, someone was suffering cardiac arrest. They were able to resuscitate him using CPR and the AED machine, and he survived. And so they were recognized by the American Red Cross. So they are true heroes.
Cool.
I love that. Other awards that we received?
Yeah, that went to the board as well?
That did not go to the board. They were notified about it, but that was not recognized at the board level. We also received the National Association of County Park and Recreation Officials, otherwise known as NACPRO, Area Award for the opening of Saddleback Wilderness, which is really neat. And then we also won the EPIC Award from the California Association of Public Information Officials, otherwise known as CAPIO. We love our acronyms. For Parks with a Purpose, and that's the program that really shows children why parks are so beneficial, and it has this whole really good thing. And the reason we won it was for the best video production of a marketing series produced in-house, and it's pretty amazing. So just wanted to make sure you guys all know that. And then we are in the middle of our movies and our concert series. If you haven't been to any of them, all of them are listed here in your packet, and you all have been invited to all of them. Just go to one, or all of them.
A couple of bands are really good. No Duh is absolutely wonderful. And what's the heart attack one?
Flashback Heart Attack. Tomorrow night.
That's tomorrow night. Yeah, they're really good.
At the same time as our trail subcommittee.
Yeah.
We do our best.
Yeah, really, really a lot of fun, those concerts.
They've got Voodoo Daddy's coming. There's some fantastic bands.
Yeah, they're really good.
And they're all good. That's the reality.
Yeah.
We don't hire bad bands.
Liz and I, my wife and I, we're going to go to No Duh. Anytime they're in town.
They are fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Not to be confused with No Doubt, because they're not really, it's not really Gwen Stefani and the
band. They are,
but they're
too.
So good.
They are, yeah. It is really good.
They are, the energy that they bring is
up. Yeah, that's so wonderful.
It's fantastic. And with that ends my report.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
I think there's an opportunity here for the commission to make comments about whatever they want to talk about. I'll start off by welcoming John.
Well, thank you very much. I really don't have anything past today, but I just want to thank everybody for all the prep for the day. And I know it's a packed agenda, so I appreciate the fun time as well.
Since the last meeting we had, I've managed to visit 20 facilities, and I did go to the movie night. campaign since all Men in Black. An incredible turnout for an older movie. I mean, usually you see a big turnout for new movies, but it's not to see one for an older movie. But the facilities out there look great. I'm going to give a lot of credit to all the team we have out there putting things together, keeping things safe. Anytime I saw some kind of places yellow tagged and letting people know, so great job to your staff.
Well, I'm proud of OC Parks, the quality of the parks, the quality of the staff. It just continues to just be a rock star performance anytime I'm involved. Yeah, I'm just very, very proud of all of you and all of your teams. Thank you.
Thank you all for the presentation, as always. And yeah, congratulations on the awards. Really exciting stuff to always see that we're always coming up with new awards that are coming up. I guess announcements that I have on my end. City of Santa Ana, and I think Garden Grove as well. We've just opened up new pocket parks. So if you all want to check them out, there's one new one in Santa Ana and King Street, which was thanks to the California Endowment. But yeah, so I guess more pocket parks are coming to Central OC too, so go ahead and check them out. And I've yet to check out one of the movie nights, so I'm going to hopefully go to one of these, because I actually want to see one of those Men in Black movies too. But yeah, thank you all.
Thank you.
I had something I wanted to talk about. Don't worry about it. I want Dave to be here.
When
I bring it up.
Okay.
Would you please check with him and make sure he's okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell him off. He has a big seat to fill. Please.
Yeah.
With that, I'm going to say this meeting is adjourned. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.